Perhaps we're going through difficulties and trials and testings in our life because there's too much of us in the way. In other words, God wants to increase so that we will decrease in our lives. I don't know about you, but I just pray that there be more of God in my life and less of myself.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's good to have you today on Truth and Fact. And we are in Job chapter 23 and verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. And that's right. We as Christians will go through or endure testings and trials from time to time. Multicolored trials, diverse trials, various trials. No two trials are exactly the same. 1 Peter 1 and 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, notice that, suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So we notice the four words. Number one, perfect. That's what God wants to do, or sanctify us. He wants to establish us, bring stability. Also, thirdly, he wants to strengthen us, or build up, or fortify, or make us strong. And the fourth thing is to settle us, to where we're not wishy-washy, back and forth, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. These are virtues that God wants to work in each of our lives. How does he go about doing this? Well, by using troubles and trials that come our way in life. You see, he uses various multicolored trials. The Lord considers our perseverance through troubles and our faith in Christ precious to him throughout eternity. It's through troubles and trials that our faith is purified. You know, we really don't know what kind of faith we have unless we face troubles. We really don't know what we have until we face the fire. You see, we know what kind of faith the three Hebrew men had. Well, how do we know? Because we saw it when they went through the fire. Did they compromise? Did they give in? Did they quit? Did they bow down? No. They went through the fire, and there Jesus was standing right with them. They didn't even smell like smoke when they came out of the furnace. We know what kind of faith they had. What kind was it? It was tested, pure, genuine, real, legitimate, unadulterated faith. It was the real deal. My friend, have you been thrown in the fire lately? Have you been thrown in the furnace lately? You know, we can talk up a good talk about how much faith we have, but it's when we go through the test of the fire that will reveal what we really have. You see, fire will burn up the false and purify the genuine. Just like the fire that burns up the dross and purifies the gold that is authentic. Job 23 and 10, when he has tested me, I shall come forth as what? Gold. Pure, purified. You'll have the real deal, genuine faith. You know, these days we have so much faith that when one little thing goes wrong, we act as if our whole world is falling apart. Well, maybe it is. Perhaps that's what your world really consists of. We really don't feel so very good, so now we have an excuse. You see, we have more faith in that problem than we do in God. See, perhaps God is allowing you to experience troubles to test your faith so that your faith will be strengthened, so that you'll have a greater dependency upon God and not yourself or your emotions or feelings or circumstances, so that he can increase in our lives and we can decrease. Maybe God is allowing the sparks of the fire to fly toward us to strengthen our faith in him. What does God do with trouble? Well, secondly, he uses troubles to shape us and to separate us. Oh, yes, he does, my friend. You know what? We need shaping and we need separating. It may feel uncomfortable, but I promise you, my friend, God is sovereign and he knows exactly what he's doing in your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.